there it is, Yerushalayim. Soon to be in my hands.
Eliporni, I would not be so sure.
Who dares to speak to me?
It is me, Akiar, one of the kings that you have captured. I have come to warn you as a friend, not as an enemy. Leave the Jews alone, or those who have attempted to hurt them were destroyed.
Oh, really? You think me, Eliporni, one of the most powerful Greek generals, you think I am concerned with those Jews and their temple?
I am concerned for you, sir. And I know whoever has started up with the Jews until now has paid a terrible price.
Akiar! As far as I am concerned, you have no right to speak to me this way. Tie him up!
Why? What have I done wrong? I have meant it for your good!
Tie him up! Take him to the gates of Yerushalayim. Take him inside. Let him be there together with the Jews and suffer the same fate as the rest of the Jews.
I don't know why you're doing this to me! No! No!
Someone is coming! Someone tied in chains! Open up the doors for him! Nebuch! What's the matter with you? Who are you and what is your name?
Don't be frightened of me, Yidden of Yerushalayim. My name is Akiar. I have warned the Greek general Eliporni that he is playing with fire. I did that for his own good. In turn, this is what he did to me. He threw me into these iron chains. And he said that whatever the fate of Yerushalayim is going to be my fate. I tell you, Yidden of Yerushalayim, pray to Hashem! You are in trouble. Eliporni, the powerful Greek general with a mighty Greek army, stands to destroy you all!
I am the Kohen, Uzziah. Yidden, don't look so frightened. Come, let us go to the Beis HaMikdash and be mispalel.
Ha ha! That Akiar, how dare him speak to me that way? Why, what do you see, scout? What do you see?
I can see all the Jews gathering around and in their temple to pray.
We shall see how their prayers shall help them. Not with me, Eliporni. No one has ever defeated me until now. And this won't be the first time.
Eliporni! But the walls of Yerushalayim are so thick! How can we break through them?
Fool! We don't have to break through them. We shall lay siege around the city, and we will cut off their water supply. We shall see how long they will last.
Father! Father! There is no more water left in any of the water places, and no new water is coming into the city! I am so thirsty.
Don't worry, my child. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to help us. The Kohen Uzziah has asked that once again the Yidden should come to the Beis HaMikdash and be mispalel. Rabbeisai, it has been a long day. Go home and rest.
Uzziah, I think the time has come you shall surrender.
Surrender? Why? Why should we surrender?
We're in trouble. We're so thirsty.
If we open up the doors to that wicked Eliporni, he will kill us all.
Do not our sages tell us better die by the sword than by thirst?
Stop! All of you stop! Why are you talking this way? It isn't just death that we are concerned with. Eliporni wants to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to be Metama, the holy soul of Yerushalayim.
Who is it? Who dares to speak over there from the Ezra's Nashim?
I am sorry for being so bold. It is me, Yehudis, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. I beg of you, Uzziah, please, don't surrender. Chas v'shalom.
But it appears we have no choice.
You continue to be mispalel, and leave the rest up to me. Yehudis, what are you doing?
Rivka Devira, come with me.
Yehudis, why are you wearing those sackcloth? Why are you putting ashes on your head? Why are you crying? Are you giving up hope? Chas v'shalom.
My tears are not tears of giving up hope. My tears are tears of hope. I have a plan. And my plan will only work if the Divine Shalom will allow it to work. So first I am Miss Spalel. Bring me my special clothes that I wore by my wedding.
Yehudis, but you haven't worn those clothes since your...
I know, since my husband passed away. But now, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, bring me my beautiful clothes. And you two shall come with me.
Where are we going?
We are going to Eli Porni.
To Eli Porni? I'm frightened.
My dear friends, come with me. Don't be frightened.
Yehudis, where are you going?
I'm going to the walls of Yerushalayim. Please open up the doors and let me out.
Stop! Halt! Where do you think you're going?
I am from Yerushalayim. And I must speak to your leader, Eli Porni, at once. Bring me to him.
You're a Jewess. Why should we bring you to him?
Because I have a special secret for him. I have a secret way of how he can come into Yerushalayim. Bring me to him.
It is only a matter of time before those Jews will come out begging. What? Who dares to come up toward me?
Sire, a Jewish woman says she has a secret message for you.
Bring her in. And who are you, may I ask?
My name is Yehudis. Please do not be angry at me, Eli Porni.
Why have you come?
Because I am a prophetess.
A what?
I... Hashem has come, and he told me your Yerushalayim will fall into your hands.
Ho-ho! This I like to hear.
I have much more to tell you, and I have many secrets for you of how you can come into your Yerushalayim. Can I stay here a couple of days?
Of course you can!
But you'll have to accommodate me.
What do you need, my dear? Tell me!
I have to be able to go out and pray. I cannot pray amongst the idols. Each morning, I must be able to leave your camp. And please instruct your soldiers not to stop me.
No problem! As a matter of fact, I think tonight, in your honor, I shall make a big bowl! A big party!
Oh, and I have brought special food for you.
Really? Can I see what you brought me?
I think we should rather wait for the party. This is a beautiful party, Eli Porni.
What do you think? When Eli Porni makes a party, he makes one in grand style. Do you hear the music? Do you hear the wine, the drunken laughter? Oh, we Greeks, we know how to enjoy ourselves. Now, can I see that special food that you brought me?
Cheese. This is cheese. Special cheese that I made myself. Tastes so Eli Porni.
Very salty, but delicious.
Here, have some more. And some more. And some more. And some more. And some more.
Oh, Eli Porni likes this. Eli Porni is so thirsty.
I brought you special wine from Jerusalem.
Oh, very well. Don't bother pouring it into the cup. Just give me the bottle. Oh, this wine is very strong.
The party is quieting down. Everyone is leaving. Very good, Eli Porni. Here, have some more wine.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very tired.
Here. Let me give you a pillow and make you comfortable.
Oh, thank you, Yehudis. Thank you very much.
Vayne Shalilam, please help me. You know that I'm not doing this for my own honor. Only for yours. Only for yours. I have to take his sword.
can't lift it. Rabbeinu Shalom, for the covet of your base in Mikdash, for the covet of Klal Yisrael. You know I'm only doing this L'shem Shemayim. Please, please, let me lift it. I can't. I have to. I have to for the sake of Klal Yisrael. I have to lift this sword and... boom! His head is on the floor. I'll pick it up and put it in my bag. I must run out. Come, my dear maidens. Come with me. We must go back at once. We must go back at once.
Halt! Where do you think you're going?
Excuse me. I believe Eliporni has given special orders that you allow me to leave.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Yehudis. I did not see that it was yours. Please don't tell Eliporni that I was so rough with you.
Well, if you let me go right now, I'll think about it. Bang on the walls of Yerushalayim. They're opening the doors. Here comes the Kohen Gadol.
Yehudis, Baruch Hashem, you are back alive. What do you have in the bag?
A surprise.
What is in that bag? Everyone is crowding around to see.
I suggest you should hang it up on the walls of Yerushalayim. Let the Rabbeinu Shel Olam know how we appreciate the great nest that happened. Zia, please, everyone is excited.
What is in that bag?
Don't be frightened. It is the head of Eliporni. The head of the Rasha, who wanted to kill us.
Where is Eliporni, Aristotelus? He usually is up by now.
Perhaps I should go into his tent and take a look and see how he's doing.
Go ahead.
He seems to be laying here on the bed quite comfortably. His feet seem comfortable. Let me lift the blanket.
I think he lost his head. My teacher used to say if your head wasn't connected to you, you wouldn't bring it. I would lose it. I think his head...
Well, what's doing with Eliporni inside? Does he have a headache?
Oh, no, he doesn't have a headache anymore, that's for sure.
Did he get up yet?
No.
Is he resting comfortably?
Oh, quite comfortable. Quite comfortable indeed. Yes.
Well, did he get angry at you? Did he yell at you?
No, he isn't going to yell at anyone anymore.
But why hasn't he come out yet? Is he missing something? Is he looking for something?
Oh, he's missing something. Yeah, he's missing his head.
What? Look! Look! Hanging on the walls of Yerushalayim! The head of our great ruler, Eliporni! Run for your lives! Run! Run! The Jews are coming out to get us! The Jews are coming out to get us!
Yehudis, you have brought a great ness for Klal Yisrael.
The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has brought the great ness, Zia. I was only the shliach.